what to do first. You're excited about your new business. You are enrolled to study to become the thing that it is that you want to do, the thing that you're the most passionate about, or you have just qualified and you are ready to become a top level engineer, accountant, doctor, lawyer, exercise professional. What do you do first? And there's a great quote that was shared with me a long time ago, be before you are and you will become. So whether you are on the way to becoming or you already are qualified and ready to start, or you are actually doing what it is that you're the most passionate about, what a great way to share with people what it is that you do. I am a, and this is what I do and I love it. So for example, you could say I'm an accountant, or you could say I am the person who is the most passionate about helping people to make more money, pay less tax, retire early, and look after their money. Ha ha. Or you could call yourself an accountant. Now, you might be studying to become an accountant. You might be still in high school and thinking that you'd like to be an accountant. But why not be before you are and you will become? So as an exercise professional, whether you are thinking about becoming one, whether you are studying to become an exercise professional, or you are fully qualified and graduated and you are now starting your business, when somebody says to you, what is it that you do? Could it be a great answer? I am an exercise professional who specializes in and whatever it is that you're the most excited about. So if you are setting up your own business, what do you do first? And it could be that you need to enroll in an education program to do that. And if you are an exercise professional and you've just been accepted into the MAX program, once again, when somebody says to you, what is it that you do? You could tell them I'm a plumber who's studying to be an exercise professional, or I am a lawyer who's decided that I want to be a personal exercise coach. Or you could just say, I'm a personal exercise coach and I'll be taking on my next group of clients in 6 months' time, 12 months' time, and give a specific day, date and time. You may find then that there are people who are ready to exercise with you as soon as you are qualified. Everything we do is about perception and about passion, and I'll use that on a regular basis. If people know that you're passionate about what you do, is it possible that you are more likely to do the study, the training, the education, to be the very best at what you do? And if you're passionate about what you do, will it shine out of everything that you say? If I ask the question, are you being before you are and you will become? How are we dressing? How are we acting? How are we answering the phone? How do we respond to emails? How do we treat people wherever we go? Does everybody know already that we are passionate about the specific business that we're in? And if you are an exercise professional, wouldn't it be awesome if people come up to you on a daily basis and say, I want some of what you've got. You're obviously happy. You're really passionate. What is it that you do? And you could share, I'm an exercise professional who specializes in helping people to be healthy, fit and strong. And I'm taking on my next lot of clients on the 3rd of June. Woohoo! So you're constantly marketing your business. A lot of people, for example, when they're students, whether they're studying to be a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant, an engineer, or an exercise professional, will actually share with people, I'm a student. But why? Because if you are a student, people have a perception of what that looks like, what that even smells like, and what kind of person you may be. But if you are really passionate about the outcome of your study, why not be that person now? I often share that when I go to, and I do spend or invest a lot of time in schools, where students are told on a regular basis that they can't be because they're too dumb, or they won't have enough money, or they won't have enough experience, or they're too tall or too short, all the horrible things that people tell kids that they can't do. And I have a lot of children who've shared with me, yes, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an accountant, I want to be a rock star. So I often share that. If somebody asks you what it is that you do, don't tell them you're a school student. Tell them you're a rock star in training. Tell them you're an accountant in training. Tell them you're going to be helping people to make more money, pay less tax and retire early. I'm really excited about helping people do that, whether you're in primary school or high school. Is it more likely that you may get more help? And I always use that great quote, you'll see me waving on the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back, I'll do it or die. It seems that the world steps out of your way when you have that kind of attitude. And if you meet somebody that's 14, 40 or 64, about to retire supposedly, but they're really passionate about whatever it is that they're doing, is it more likely that we'll want to do business with them? We'll be excited about their future and about the thing or the value that they can add to our life. Because I'll ask the question again, if somebody's really passionate about what they do, is it more likely that they will do the training, the education, the learning to be the very best at what they do, which means they'll add massive value to my life, which means they're living in the sweet spot. And I'll just share that again, because it's the fundamental of all success. Do what you're the most passionate about, be the best in the world at it, and add massive value to people's lives. So you're going to open your own business, because the joy of that, of course, is that you choose your own hours, you are your own boss, you holiday when you want to holiday, you earn the amount of money that you want to earn, and you work with the people that you want to work with. And if you want to be in control of your life, what a beautiful way to live your life, to have your own business, the product or service that you're the most passionate about, and you can do it your way. So if you're going to do that, what do you do first? Do you enroll in the education process and get qualified and graduate? Is that the first thing to do? Or do you book yourself out with customers and clients so that when you are qualified, you're ready to go? And that's a really personal question. There are some people who would never dream of beginning their marketing until they were fully qualified. And there are other people that are already marketing their business before they've even been accepted into the Max program. They've already decided, I'm going to be an exercise professional and I'm going to go and study at Max and I'm going to have this and I'm going to do that. And this is, and they're really excited. And probably one of the reasons why people like that are accepted into the program, because you're obviously very committed and you know exactly what it is that you want to do. The reverse of that is, do you need to have a top level education to be able to do all the things that you want to do? And again, could that be a really personal question? Because if you're scared of opening your own business and you don't know what it is that you want to do, you're not sure if you should go and work for someone else to get some experience. You're not sure if you can have your own home studio. You're not sure if you've got what it takes to be a business person. Is it possible that when you have the knowledge, the toolbox, and I always share this, the Max program is about giving you the skills, tools and knowledge that you need to do whatever it is that you want to do, whether that is being an exercise professional or a rock star or a doctor. The fundamentals of a successful business are all the same. So what do you do first? So ask yourself, what will inspire me the most? Will it be having a group of clients waiting for me to be qualified? Or will it be me knowing that I'm fully qualified? I've got the knowledge, the tools, the skills that I need. I can now go and market my business. And that's a very personal thing. And that might change throughout your education, because you might start thinking, I just want to get qualified first. And then as you go through the program, you might start getting really excited about having clients. So then you swap into the marketing section to get the clients that you want to have for your business. And isn't that exciting? Other people are motivated and excited by their business card. So yes, I need to be qualified and yes, I need to get the education. But the minute that their first business card arrives, that's when they really start to believe that they can actually do this business. So it might be that you need to talk to a graphic designer and or the beautiful thing is the Max program has lots of marketing ideas, and there's a full section on how to have a great business card, of course. It might be that you need a website, a Facebook page, you want to get your uniform ready. It might be that you want to have a great voicemail message on your phone. A lot of those things are the reason why people get even more excited about having a business, because they start putting the things into place that get them the business. And I'll use that beautiful quote again, if you be before you are and you will become, if from this minute today you start living your life as the person who is. So you dress that way, talk that way, act that way, answer the phone that way, respond to emails that way, have a car that looks that way, have a house that looks that way. If you start, it might be that you start setting up your studio right now and you tour people through your home studio and you say, on this day, date and time, you will be able to exercise in this facility, so that you are living and breathing what you're going to be doing. And could that be a more exciting for you, and could that be more exciting for the people that will want to do business with you? Could it also be a great reason to want to study? I've always been a great questioner of why are we doing this and how does it work? And a lot of the reason I didn't like school was I could never connect the dots effectively. It was, well, I don't understand why we're doing this, why we're learning this, apart from the fact that, of course, learning gives you discipline that most people don't have. But where does it apply to my life? Well, if you are studying with the outcome in mind, with the result in mind, is it possible that the education and the learning will not only be more, will be even more exciting, but it'll be easier? If you ever get stuck with, oh, how do I learn the muscles and bones, or how do I learn the physiology of the endocrine system, or how do I work out how to do my final knowledge check when it comes to my resume or my business proposal, is it possible if they were related to something real? And that's the beautiful thing about the MAX program, whether you are going to be an exercise professional or have any other business. The entire program is designed, they're called real life scenarios in your final knowledge check for a reason. There's no part of the program that is designed just to educate you for no reason. Every part of the program is designed to give you the skills, tools, and knowledge that you need to have the successful business that you want. So whether you start with your business card or designing your uniform, or learning your anatomy and physiology, or starting your marketing program on Facebook or Instagram or the platform that you want to use, is it possible that the more real your education is, the more real your vision is of what you want to do, the more likely it is to happen? And there's probably a really important thing to add in there. Is it possible that there are people who are going to try and pull you down, try to tell you that you can't achieve your goal, try and tell you that you're not smart enough to do it, that you won't have enough money to do it? There's always people who have got negative things to say. Have you noticed? Well, one of the great places to start might be to either remove those people out of your life or invest very little time with those kinds of people. Shut that negative talk out completely. Because if this is what you want to do, why would you want anybody, or why would you allow anybody to stop you? Why would you want negative talk from people in your life to affect, or should I say infect, your positivity and your belief in yourself? So there's a great question there. Are you investing time with a circle of influence, a group of people that are passionate about you achieving your goals? Do the people in your life want you to be successful? And if not, could it be a good idea to invest less time there? And I'll go a step further. Stop wasting time with people like that. There's a great question to ask. Is it possible to have a successful, profitable career as an exercise professional, as a lawyer, as a doctor, as a rock star? And of course, the answer is yes, because there's millions of them. And one of the really interesting things about rock stars, high school students often share this with me, Miss, I'd like to be a rock star, but I can't sing. And I always respond in exactly the same way. Are there rock stars who can't sing? Of course. Are there doctors and lawyers who were told they weren't smart enough, but they become doctors and lawyers anyway? Of course. Are there people who were told you will never be successful in business, you can't do it, and they've become the most successful business people in the world? Of course. So could it be important to invest your time? And remember, that's the only thing we all have in common, isn't it? We all only have 24 hours in a day. We all only have 7 days in a week. We all only have 52 weeks in a year. And if we're lucky, we might get 100 years, maybe 120. So who are we investing time with versus wasting time on? And what do we need to do to make sure that we get a return on our investment? And could it be that if you want to study, if you want to be the very best at what you do, that it could be really important to invest time with people who believe in you? And that's one of the things about the MAX program. You have three personal coaches who want you to be successful. Our goal is that you have a successful, profitable business or a successful, profitable career doing what it is that you love. I don't care what it is that you do. I just want you to do something you're really passionate about. Very selfish, of course. There's plenty of people in the world who are really miserable and really grumpy because they go to a lousy, stinking, rotten job every day, and I just don't want that for anybody. So where do you start your business? Should it start with do the thing that you're the most passionate about? Should you include the education, training, and learning to be the very best at what you do? And then should whatever your product or service is, should it add massive value to people's lives? And if you live in that sweet spot, is it possible that your business will be successful? Aha. The beautiful thing about being an exercise professional, and particularly a MAX exercise professional, is not only do you get all the skills, tools, and knowledge that you need for every part of your business, the practical and theory part of helping people to be healthy, fit, and strong, and the important part of marketing, sales, customer service, leadership, wealth creation, business systems, risk management, everything you need to have a successful business is all a part of your Max program and with personal coaching. So it's not like you've got to sit in some lousy classroom with a bunch of people who may or may not be as passionate as you are, who may not have the same goals and dreams that you have. You get personal coaching. Every time you need help, you just send me a smiley face or drop me an email, and one of us, and you can choose which one, will come to help, listen, chat, cheer, make sure that whatever it is that you want to do becomes a reality. That's what we're here for. So the very first thing to do, what are you the most passionate about? Do you want to be the best in the world at it? How will you add massive value? Who are you investing time with to make sure that you've got the right circle of influence, people who actually want you to be successful? And then if you put all of that together, is it possible then that things like your business card, your website, your car, your uniform, your personal training studio, the exercise equipment that you want to invest in or not have to because you don't need any money to start your business? And I'll just have to do a quick side note there. A lot of people will tell you to have a successful business, you have to have a lot of money. Well, let me please take you through that entire process of how you can have a very successful business in any area without any money. And it's not me talking out of my bum with some silly idea. There are millions of people in the world, literally millions, who have started their business with not 1 cent. It just takes a little bit of improvisation. It takes some insight. It takes some creative thinking. And if you want to be an exercise professional, you definitely don't have to have any money to start your business. So please don't let somebody steal your dream because they tell you you can't do that. You have to have the money to do it. So everything that you need is available in a world where education, learning, training is there's thousands of places to do that. But if you want personal coaching and if you want the very best skills, tools, knowledge and toolbox to have the successful career that you want, please take full advantage of your Max program. So where do you start? Here's a great place. Somewhere. Is it possible that wherever you start, you'll pick up momentum? It's one of K-Man's favorite expressions. Momentum creates momentum. Energy creates energy. Once you get going, it's easier to keep going. You've just got to get started. So where do you start? How about start and then be inspired by a circle of influence around you that wants you to be successful? Wouldn't that be awesome?